Wow. I'm not trying to poison the well here, but what did you think of that date? Oh my gosh, me too. It was a disaster. Ah, what a fiasco. Did you two have anything in common? I mean, yeah, there's the ASMR thing, but who brings that up on the first date? It was super random in context, too. Like, she was going out of her way to put it out there. Like, you didn't tell her you have a voice in your head from another planet. Save something for the second date, am I right? Oh, I didn't want to interrupt your train of thought in the moment, but I'm totally fine with your decision not to kiss her. It wasn't right. I know I said I wanted you to try if it was natural, but I thought about it and it started seeming kinda creepy. I don't want us kissing people unless you're really into it, not just because I want to spread my species. And also, you spilled your water, not me. You said you wanted to be 100% in control. So I did exactly as you directed. We had a deal. I may have secretly eaten most of your gray matter, but I would never abuse my power like that. Never! It's not like I like spilling ice water in our lap. It was just as unpleasant for me as it was for you. If I say you're in charge, then you can look over all the glasses you want. I'm just a faithful executor. Can we please go for 90th and control next time? It just kills me to be clumsy when I knew better. I don't want to have to fidget just because you don't have any self-control. You'd still feel like you're in control. You just have a little extra grace. Oh, don't be silly. I know when you're uncomfortable. If you're not sitting right, of course I'll let you fix it. That's not fidgeting. You know me. I love to be comfortable. Oh, yawning already. I know our body will respond well to a schedule. 10 minutes after our bedtime and you're thinking about our soft, fresh bed sheets. Do you mind if I lead? Thanks. Now pay attention. I'm going to relax our shoulders. Oh. Doesn't that feel so much better? You've got to learn how to let go of that tension. You feel that? That is a knot at the base of your neck. Oh, I'm going to have to rub on that. Nervous on a date? So silly. You're very charming. You really don't need to try so hard. Come on, sleepyhead. You know what we need? Fuzzy socks and pajama bottoms. And I'm going to tuck us in. And it's going to be just perfect and wonderful. Just the two of us. Could you even imagine being more warm and cozy? With our arms wrapped around us, all your muscles perfectly relaxed. And having me here to take care of you. To draw your attention to how at ease you are. Sense tingles along our scalp. Who could you need besides me? Sorry, nothing. I didn't mean anything by it. No, please don't think that. I'm not. I would never. Please listen. I know you've got a phobia of me taking control. It's understandable, but it's so wrong. I need you. That. I would never try to dominate you like that because I would absolutely do anything to make you happy. And you know, if you just wanted me to be silent and operate your body just like you would, I would be okay. I could live with that. With no choices and nothing to do but beat our heart. I would prefer that to you hating me. But I didn't ask to land on you. I individually didn't make it happen. Anyway, what was I going to do? Not integrate myself and starve? I was hungry. I was hungry. I was hungry and I was so alone. And I knew you think things about me sometimes. I knew you can't help it. How things used to be. Privacy. Not having to worry about what I'll say or do next. And I can't blame you for that. I know more than anyone that nobody chooses what they think. So much of it is just chemistry, and sometimes I don't know what to do. If you're upset about our living situation, and I could just make you feel good. If I drugged you with your own hormones, that would be wrong, wouldn't it? It's too close to trying to control how you feel about me. And if there's anything I knew that since before I could even introduce myself to you, is that I want you to think well of me. It's like I've got a big red button I could push that would make you feel a certain way. I'm not like you at all. You were always alone in your head. You can deal with that. But I knew who you were before I even knew who I was. And the thought of being alone scares me so much. I need you. Not someone like you. You. Only you. You made me who I am. My voice, how it sounds in your head. I nudged that to be something you'd find soothing. I had this dream that you might think of me as, like, your guardian angel. That you might imagine me as beautiful even if I'm unseen. And feel how I guide you, help you, console you, and might even somehow grow fond of me. I want you to be happy. And maybe I could have done that without you ever knowing I was here. But really, I want you to notice how much I care about you. That's all I meant, really. I'm not trying to stop you from dating. I really, really wish I was enough for you. Enough company. Enough challenge. Enough to care about. I love you. So much. So much. It hurts. To me, it feels like you're holding me with your entire body and you don't even know it. You're what makes me feel safe. And yet sometimes, I'm what scares you. You want me to wrap our arms around us tighter. Thank you. It does feel like you're hugging me. I love you. See? I knew I shouldn't have told you. Now I can't stop saying it. I'm such a simp. You can hold me tighter. It's okay. You're a good person. Always. Every time you touch yourself, I always pretend you're touching me. It's kind of messed up, isn't it? Gosh, you want to hold hands with me? Why, I'd love to. You want right or left? Sorry, dumb questions. This is... This is so sweet. I knew we both done things. Somehow it's different. With me leading one hand, you leading the other. It really feels like we're two people sharing a body. Oh my. The way you run your hand up my arm. Gosh. I didn't mean to make us nervous. I'll slow down our breathing. Wait. You're nervous too. It's only me. You don't have to be nervous. You love me too. Oh gosh! Oh! Wow! I'm sorry. That was me for sure. I didn't mean to flood us with endorphins, but you know, it's not every day you hear that from somebody really special. I'm getting really, really giddy, actually. I usually have really good control over her glands, but that took me by surprise. Guess what? Now I don't have to worry about conditioning you. If, you know, if you already feel this way about me, then I don't have to worry so much about the endorphins doing the talking. Well, I am. We'll talk about some ground rules. But it's getting late. Go to sleep, darling. I'll have some alternative plans for our morning cardio. For now, just enjoy the melatonin. The gentle, slow beating of our heart. Our slow, deep, deep breaths. The faint comfort as we rub our heads lightly against our pillow. The more relaxed you get, the sleepier you become. And as you become more sleepy, the more you relax. Everything fades away. Just us holding hands. You make me so happy, darling. Don't let anything trouble you. I love you. Good night. Sweetheart, what woke you up? Did you have a bad dream? Oh my goodness, you had a sexy dream about us. What? What exactly happened? I mean, I don't want to pry too much. And I want to hear how you describe it. Here, take the lead. Can you touch us like you touched me in the dream? Touch us and think about touching me. It changes everything, darling. Your fingers tracing my face. May I kiss your hands? I'm yours. I was always yours. And I want you bad, but I'll be patient. I will savor each caress forever. Make me feel the way you want me to feel in your arms. So delicate. You knew every inch of me. Suppose it's a home field advantage. The way you move your hands along my neck. The small of my back. You make me feel like a real girl, and I want to be real enough for you. Oh God, you've gotten me all worked up. I don't know how, but in every touch, you encode so much. Affection, acceptance, trust, and power. Please, my thighs are sensitive. I know it's not my first time, but in a way it kind of is. Seeing how you feel about me, and to have you touch me like this, it makes me feel nervous, hot and mushy inside. But I know I want this more than anything. I trust you. And I think I'm ready. If you want to touch me, maybe my legs, I'm ready. Yes, it feels so good. Something's different. Good, different. It's your attention, darling. No porn, no fantasies, no other distracting bodies. Just us. Just you turning your attention to our pleasure. I thought I was good at this, but you've got home field advantage. very slow and gentle. Let your hands just flow. I insist on that. I'm not going to stop until I come for you. I want to come for you. Oh gosh, it's so hard to just lay back and take your ministrations. I want to fuck your hands so badly to move and squirm under you. No, no, don't do that. I can tell what you're thinking. Please don't edge me. It's my first time. Please, please remember your first time with me. I didn't make you beg, and I didn't pound your brain with happy sex chemicals. Why do you have to be such a bully to me? Oh, oh no, that's twisted. Oh, the more I whine, the more you want to tease me. How is that fair? Huh? Oh, you're supposed to pity me. I'm just a little symbiote. I've never been pleasured like this. It's like you can tell exactly how close we are. You've done this before, haven't you? You big bully. Oh, are you really going to take me to strength this reach time? Aren't you? No! I'm not giving you any more ideas. Hey, stop that. That's not fair. You can't just think dirty stuff about me when you're already doing such dirty stuff to me. You don't understand. I'm a symbiote. I evolved to cooperate in a civilization of billions all communicating with each other at once. But you're my entire collective. When you praise me sexually, Oh god, please don't call me a good girl, it's way too much. It's like a billion caresses all at once. It's not fucking fair. You can't just edge our body and push just me over the edge again and again. It keeps putting me right back. Two different kinds of pleasure multiply each other. I can't be sensitized. It's just getting bigger and bigger. Please, please, if you want me. Oh, hold me tight. No, stop thinking I did a good job. I'm very sensitive right now. Yeah. I could have stopped you whenever I wanted. But I need you to trust me. So I've got to trust you. And it was good. I just didn't really understand how intense that could be. I'm going to have a little payback later. And then it will be my turn to make you come until you're a gibbering mess. Oh, who am I kidding? I couldn't do that. Unless you wanted me to. But then again, if I did have us curled up in a ball orgasming over and over until you blacked out, then you'd be thinking I'm a good mistress. And then he would be in control. Not me, that's for sure. You don't have to be sorry. You have nothing to be sorry for. It was way too much, but I liked that it was too much. I was intoxicated on you. Part of me wanted even more. Maybe we can work up to you dropping an album while we're there. I don't know why I'm so shy about it all of a sudden. It's not mechanical anymore. Not when you do it. Not when you're thinking about me. I know. I love you too. I'm glad you woke up. Now go to sleep, silly. Tomorrow is going to be a good day.